I just turned 58 today.
Hey, well, you and I are close. I'm 60.
You look younger than me and handsomer.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, your sign fell here.
Ah, don't worry about it, sir. It's fine. You can leave it down. It'll be better.
Okay. It kills me because when my mother died in 91, what the heck was it? Pardon my language. I was pissed off at God. I didn't understand what was going on. He said cancer.
Honey, would you grab my sunglasses when you go in for me, please? Thank you.
And what the heck was it? Just for about a year or 364 days after work, I'd go visit Mom at the cemetery, you know, for an hour, no matter if it was rain or snow, blah, blah, blah. Then my sister, half-sister in 2009 got sick. And she basically went into they put her in a coma twice. And each one of them was 40 days. And each time when she came out of the coma, she looked right at me, and she was a church fanatic. That's an icon. Mm-hmm. You can become a church fanatic, but yet how much you believe in it. Because sometimes churches are deceiving.
I would say 99.9%
of the time. You're right.
They're built on man-made traditions.
Thank you. Yeah. Yep. And I remember my sister, she goes to me, goes, son of a gun, I did not want to come back. I looked at her kind of funny. I'll never forget that, sir. And I go, what do you mean you never come back? I go, you were sleeping. Uh-uh. I was up there. Where? She goes, I met Jesus. I met Mom and Dad. I go, Mom and Dad are gone. I know that. But Jesus says it's not your time. Second time, same thing. She goes, Bob, the love. I can't explain it to you. It's so intense. So finally, the third time, when she went into coma, I had her on life support and everything. I wasn't mad at God. But I said, you know what? I don't want her to come back just to make me happy. Take her. Yeah. And he did.
Well, all of that, I don't know anything about what happened. All of that is experiential things that go on, and what we have to be careful of.
I know what you're going to get at, but go ahead.
We have to be careful of is Jesus said we live by experiences. No. Jesus said we live by whatever we see and feel. No. He said we live by every word out of the mouth of God, Matthew 4:4.
I've heard of that.
So what we would do is we would test every experience. And yeah, God is love. There's no doubt about God is love. But I was just telling a man that stopped here, the love of God is in line with his word and keeps his commandments and walks in his ways and comes out of the world and comes out of all false religion. So anybody that dies, also in Hebrews, the Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, then face judgment. I don't believe in all these dying, coming back. I believe there's a lot of occult deception. So let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
If you were Satan, yep, and you wanted to deceive people to just live like the world and follow man-made religion, when worldly man-made religious people died, is it possible you would want to give them some kind of experience?
Yes.
So that when they would come back, they'd say, oh, it was so wonderful and loving, and I'm just going to keep living like the world and false religion, and you tell all your friends. So I would test all of that. The Bible says by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, who overcame the world and overcame Satan, we have to repent. Repentance is change your mind, change your ways. The problem with the American church and the American people is many of them say they believe in repentance, they don't repent. Repentance is I speed through town, the police stop me, I go to court, I beg for mercy by the judge, and he goes, okay, I'll give you a break, don't speed no more. Next week, I'm speeding through town.
You took it right out of my mouth.
And the judge, I'm standing in front of the judge, and he goes, I thought you repented. And I go, I did once. And he goes, well, you got to stop doing what you're doing, or you're going to jail.
Well, the only thing that
puzzles wait, let me finish the gospel.
Okay,
so by faith in Jesus' blood, repentance, changing your ways, coming out of the world, God's Holy Spirit changes your heart, your mind, your desires, and you no longer want to live like the world.
Right.
You no longer want to be like the Lutherans or the Baptists or the Catholics or the Jehovah's Witnesses. What you want to be like is God, his child, like Christ, like the disciples that he called.
Correct.
And you read the scriptures, and the fruit you're born of God is not church attendance that God didn't ordain. God didn't ordain Sunday church attendance. God didn't ordain Christmas and Easter. God didn't ordain...
Well, Christmas is a pagan holiday.
It's a Roman Catholic holiday, and so is Easter. God didn't ordain
exactly
an hour... Look at this. God didn't ordain an hour of this on Sunday morning, and then
you think a lot like I do.
Then you go live like the rest of the world next week. What God ordained is a holy group of people to come out and walk in his ways, and here's what it'll cost you. Then, in holiness and obedience, you have to endure in that faith every day. You're not guaranteed salvation today.
Oh, no, you're not.
You got to walk in it. You got to walk in it. You got to seek him. Jesus said, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. That's not one time. That's daily.
Thank you.
And it's also in all your ways.
I told people, and they go, well, all right, you believe in Jesus and love Jesus Christ and God, and you try to live the way he wants you to live. And they go, what happens when you die and there is nothing? You know what I tell them? What did I lose?
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, seriously, what did I lose?
When people say that, what I think is interesting, when people say that, I always say, so you're saying Jesus is a liar. And they usually,
well, he doesn't exist.
Yeah, he doesn't exist. And atheists will, here's a good one for atheists, ready? When you see an atheist, I meet him sometimes in the street. Not often, but I meet some. I'll say to an atheist, so you think Jesus is a liar? Oh, not only is he a liar, he didn't exist. And I said, Jesus didn't exist. The largest faith in the world, our time is cut in half by his life, 2023, and he didn't exist, and the Bible is false. I said, tell you what, why don't you go and prove that? And if you do, you'll be richer and more famous than Elon Musk. But you can't do it, can you? Because I've told hundreds of atheist men, go do it and come back, because save me from wasting my life.
Oh, I know. You're
and they walk away.
I'd love to call you
they
a
got
lawyer,
nothing.
But I can't.
And then, ready? Another thing. They'll tell you, your faith is crazy, and say, well, you may think my faith is crazy. I think your faith is foolish. And they go, I don't have a faith. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You're believing in evolution.
That's a big thing, evolution. I don't believe in that.
And they will say, oh, you believe in the big man in the sky. And I go, well, I believe in the Father, the Creator. And I'm going to say, if you think that's crazy, I understand. You know what I think is crazy? That nothing blew up and made everything. This beautiful creation.
I think
how did nothing?
Heaven is, I think, it's in a different dimension.
Yeah, but how did nothing? That's what evolution say. Nothing somehow blew up and created everything.
Well, I go, Andy, I go, where did God come from? Wow, he was always here.
Yeah, God's eternal.
always there.
But I would encourage you, on that gospel card is that gospel I just preached to you. I have lots of articles, but you say, do you go to the Lutheran church?
No, sir, I haven't been for quite a while.
Good, reject them.
I'm ashamed of that.
Why?
The thing is...
The Bible doesn't tell you to be a Lutheran. Luther was a heretic, murderous man.
I tell people, I says, God is here and here.
Yeah, he is, but then you also have to walk it out.
Exactly.
And my website's designed to help you do that.
And I says, no one's perfect. Nobody is
except Jesus.
Exactly.
But guess what? I like to teach people this. I have a lot of teaching articles. I just did a teaching not long ago. If you go on the internet, it's in an audio form.
I go on the internet all the time.
Okay.
And sometimes I listen to this stuff. Sometimes
go look
stuff
at my website, don'tperish.com.
Well, I will.
Look for the teaching articles. I have an article called Be Perfect. Actually, in the New Testament, it calls us, the followers of Christ, to be perfect 30 times.
Did you?
Can I finish that?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Do you know what that means? It doesn't mean, what did you say your first name was?
Bob.
It doesn't mean, Bob, I call you to be perfect. Oh, you sinned once last week and you were sorry. Sorry, you're not perfect. No way you can go to heaven. You can't
That's
be cleansed.
True.
You can't be forgiven. That's not what perfect means. Perfect for God is perfect. He's never sinned.
Right.
Perfect for us, if you look at the Greek word, it means to be complete and mature. So I have a question to ask you.
Yeah.
You look at a police officer who's been doing his job for 10 years. He's a mature cop, and he is complete in what he does. Does he ever make a little mistake here and there? Of course.
Everybody does.
But he doesn't live in it. He doesn't practice it. And so to be perfect means we're striving for the kingdom of God, because Jesus said in Matthew 5:48, be ye perfect as your Father is imperfect. If we're born of his Spirit, are we going to try to be like the world or like God?
I'd rather be like God.
There you go. And so that's what we're called
to
be like.
There's one thing I've seen on there. I can't remember what country it is or where it is, but one of the streams or lakes are drying up.
Yeah. Oh, the Euphrates River is drying up.
That's it.
And the Bible predicted that.
Yes, I seen that.
Yeah, in the book of Revelation. In the book of Revelation, it talks about the Euphrates River is going to dry up.
Exactly.
And I think it talks about the kings of the east coming down through it.
Or coming out of it, because
some people say it's like demons are going to come out of that area. But then it says the kings of the east march. Who's the kings of the east today? What's the most powerful nation in the east? China.
Okay.
And they got like a 200 million man army. They're going to march against Israel. The Bible's true.
Oh, no, I know that.
I know.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I'll tell you something. Every time I see some of this stuff, and this is what I want to talk to you about. When Mary seen all this stuff, 7 years later, remember that movie Heaven's for Real?
I heard of it, didn't see it. I don't watch TV or nothing.
Well, I don't either. I don't have television on TV. Yeah.
I don't watch movies on the internet or nothing. Movies are just, you know what a hypocrite, you know what an actor is?
A hypocrite.
Yeah. I stay away from hypocrites.
Did you see what not Sylvester.
Unless I call him to repentance.
Oh, I'm trying to think who the heck, who just got hired at Netflix? Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Right. Okay.
You know what he said on Facebook?
What?
Heaven is just a fantasy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's a total liberal.
I couldn't. Oh, yeah. I'm looking at that, and and my woman's at Colonial Manor with dementia, short-term memory. Thank God she knows who I am. And I says, this guy is, pardon my language, I go, this guy's an asshole.
Well, wait.
I go, how many people is he going to tick off now?
No, you ready? You bring up something. When I did a teaching, I referenced him not long ago. I don't watch the news, and I spend my time in the Word and all that, but I do see, I do keep up on a few things, because as a street preacher, I want to be able to speak intelligently
and warn people. I go, he's got balls like I have.
I remember Arnold Schwarzenegger said this not too long ago, and people were talking about it. Somebody asked Arnold Schwarzenegger, are you afraid to die?
I'm not.
No, but do you know what he said?
No.
He said, H-E-L-L, no, I ain't afraid to die.
No,
he
okay.
said, I am peed off, and he said it differently. I'm peed off about it. And somebody said, well, what do you mean? And he goes, ready? He said, if you're just a regular person of the world, he goes, to die, what's a big deal? You're just going to die. He goes, but us famous rich people, we have so much to live for. And he goes, I'm peed off that I have to die and leave all of this.
He's no different than me and you.
Can you think of anything more arrogant?
Thank you.
Than thinking that you are something better than the guy in the gutter because you
I'm
got some money
than
and
you.
You're famous?
You're smarter than I am and stuff, but
wow.
We still have the same body.
And there is going to be a judgment for him. Now, let me go back to being fearful to die, afraid to die. We shouldn't be fearful of men. We shouldn't be fearful of situations, but we definitely should fear the one who created us. And so we got to make sure that when we die, Paul says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling in the book of Philippians.
Make your peace with God.
And how you make your peace with God is you repent to Christ, ask him to cleanse you, and then from that moment on, start following the kingdom. If you ask him to cleanse you, and you keep living in the sin you just asked him to cleanse you of, that sin is on your record. You should fear your death then. You're not cleansed.
Yeah, because you just got done asking him, and then you're redoing
the Lutherans teach you Jesus cleanses you from all your sins, even your future sins. You got to repent of them.
Right.
Like that judge says, stop speeding and I'll forgive you. If you won't stop speeding, you're going to jail.
Like I do. And you try to teach some of these people, they go away.
Yeah. Yeah, go to my website. You'll be blessed by it.
I got my email.
I'd love to hear from you sometime.
No, you definitely will and all that.
We're gonna fly some gospel signs. We're gonna fly some gospel signs and lift up Christ.
You guys haven't thrown that yet.
I'm sorry?
I'm surprised people haven't complained or thrown something.
How can they? I'm on a sidewalk, public space.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Oh, I'm not against you.
No, I mean, it's not illegal, right, what I'm doing?
No, it's not.
Yeah,
a lot of people don't believe in this.
But, they call the police on me all the time. I deal with cops almost every day when I come out, but they get the gospel, too. I'm perfectly legal. We're peaceful. If you don't like what I'm saying, walk away.
Exactly.
I don't like what I see. I just walk away.
Matter of fact, I went to the polls, and they were closed, and I had to go to the bank because I'm on disability, and I looked, and I'm like, what in the heck? Oh my God, they got balls like I
You know, I'd love to hear from you sometime.
Well, hey, you take care, my friend.
God be praised. Seek the kingdom of God, not this world. We love you.